Watch, CBS Morning's Queer Eye interview quickly crashes into a cringy PR disaster. By Warner Todd Houston on January 22, 2026. Queer Eye cast member Karamo Brown refused to appear on CBS Mornings for the cast interview, claiming that he feared being bullied. King kicked off the interview with the Queer Eye cast, who were on hand to promote the premiere of the show's 10th season, by reading an overwrought statement Brown sent to CBS explaining his decision to skip the cast interview. "Thank you to everyone around the world for welcoming me into their homes for 10 seasons. Season 10 is amazing and I know you will fall in love with the deserving people we helped," Brown wrote in his statement. "Though the show is ending, I hope everyone remembers the main theme I have tried to teach them over the past decade," he continued, "which is to focus on and to protect their mental health/peace from people or a world who seek to destroy it, which is why I can't be there today. Thank you to the crew for being the best in business and the executives for believing in me. 10 seasons, I'm truly humbled. Watch." Queer Eye's Karamo abruptly pulled out of a cast interview with CBS Mornings just 1 hour before airtime, citing fears of being bullied. The Queer Eye cast reacted to the move live on the air as Gail King read his statement. pic.twitter.com/66cradsk. Pop Crave, at Pop Crave, January 20, 2026. Karamo Brown is part of this season's Queer Eye cast, which includes Tan France, Jonathan Van Ness, Antoni Porofsky, and Jeremiah Brent. After King read the statement, it was clear that the other members of the cast were surprised by the whole thing. For one, Porofsky said that surprise is a fair understatement. "I will say our Queer Eye family, we have been doing this for almost a decade, which is pretty wild to believe, and families are complicated. We're definitely not excluded from that," he added. For his part, Van Ness said that he has learned a lot from Brown. "He has taught people to center what they need and I'm actually really proud of him. Center what you need. Do the things you need to take care of you. I'd be lying if I didn't feel like that sometimes," Van Ness replied. "And so, I think it's really beautiful, and I think we do need to center what is best for us sometimes, and my hat off to him for doing that today." As for Brent, he said that his experience on the show has been amazing. "I have felt safe and supported by the people up here," Brent said. "I have loved every second of this thing and I'm so excited that we get to do this and share this next season, because the show really is just about highlighting the best of humanity." Brown did not fully explain why he felt he might be bullied during the CBS morning show. But it is likely that he was trying to make publicity for himself as a hero for opposing newly entering CBS News chief Barry Weiss, who liberals want to smear as some sort of right-wing tyrant. But if the full CBS Mornings segment is any indications, he need not have worried. King led an interview that didn't elicit a crossword about or from the Queer Eye cast. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.